Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the Get Real Podcast.
Oh yeah, you know what time it is. It's time to get real. It's time for reality. Reality junkies out there wanting the 411 on all shows from a real perspective by real people, your home. Come on in. Let's keep it real. Real.
Terry, I don't know where the Go-Gurts are. Figure it out.
I have to say, Bethany, I'm glad you're back. No, I really am.
Well, thank you. Like, it's good to be back. And, like, by the way, like, thank you for saying that because, like, I know you're going through something, so.
Take it day by day, moment by moment.
Exactly. Like, just do what you, like, want to do. Like, you want to be a cougar? Like, do that. Like, date, like, a 23-year-old, like, you know, German model. Like, grind that Jamie Foxx. I don't care. Like, do, like, by the way, like, if you want, like, skinny girl bars, like, I've got you.
Hello, darling. Come celebrate at Via Blanca. Here's a 5% off coupon.
Now, Kim. I'm a 10. I probably could go down to a size 8, but I don't feel like it. Guess why? It's because I'm f***ing hungry.
Was that real or what? Don't forget to go to www.getreallol.com.
Take a Xanax!
Welcome, everybody, to the world's biggest online Real Housewives PJ party from Get Real LOL.
Hey, everybody.
How are you doing tonight, Cammy?
Hi, Shady. We are excited. How excited are we?
We are very excited.
Okay, people. We're going to try to put in a lot in an hour. We're pre-show before OC premieres. This is what's going on. If you are new to us, this show is interacting with our Facebook group. And I'll be repeating this a few times throughout the show. If you have Facebook, search Get Real LOL Bravo. There is a post in that Facebook that's going to go all night. And we are going to be interacting with that post and having tons of stuff to do. So, again, if you aren't a member yet, go to Get Real LOL Bravo on Facebook so you can interact with everybody and us. Okay. Shady?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just checking you were there. All right, guys.
So yeah, I had to go to the screening room already.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. So, this is how it's going to work. This broadcast is live and is interacting with the other Bravo group at the same time. Okay, so please go into the Bravo group. This way, you're not going to be lost with the radio program. If not, just listen to us. We're cool as hell. This show is uncensored. So if you're under 18, you're not supposed to be here, but, you know, you could sneak in. It's okay. We're going to curse. We're going to say fuck. We're going to say shit. We're going to be talking about Housewives, not just OC, every friggin' franchise. We're going to be dissing them, loving them, going crazy. Who we are. We're GetRealLOL.com. We cover all your favorite reality TV shows one at a time, 24/7. You can visit us at GetRealLOL.com. We have news, spoilers, blogs, recaps, our own reality TV forum. We have people on the scene doing reporting all the time. We have reality personalities come on here all the time from your favorite shows. And we also have 35 Facebook groups for different reality TV shows. So if you go to Facebook and you search Get Real LOL, you're going to see Get Real LOL Bravo, because obviously Bravo is so big, we couldn't just do Get Real LOL Housewives or Get Real LOL Married to Medicine. So it's Get Real LOL Bravo. But we also have Get Real LOL Dance Moms, Get Real LOL Big Brother, Get Real LOL Survivor. So go ahead when you get a chance and search those Facebook groups.
True, and we already have somebody on hold. I'm not sure if you want her to join us right now,
let's bring her on.
All right. Everybody, please join me in welcoming Kate. Hey,
Hi.
Kate.
Hey,
Hi,
how
Kate.
Are you?
How are you?
Hey, Kim. I'm doing great.
Oh, Kate's a super fan. She's live on air with us. We have surprises coming your way. We might have one or two surprise callers. Excuse me, allergies, guys. We might have one or two surprise callers coming in. We have games, contests, prizes, trivia. Housewife Galore is going to be happening tonight. Now, if you're on the Facebook page, shout out to everybody. I'll be doing shout outs to you as much as I can. Again, on the Facebook group, Get Real LOL Bravo, there's one post for the whole show. Someone's got to lower their radio show, the volume down. I'm getting an echo. And so go to that post all night. This show's going to be on, again, from 8 to 9 p.m., but then stay on the page all night. Stay on that thread till 2 a.m. you have, or it can go all night. And then there's going to be another post that is for the PJ Selfie Contest. This is our PJ party. If you want, and you're in your PJs, and you want to post a selfie, go to that thread and post a selfie of yourself. We're going to tally up the votes. The winner with the best selfie is going to win an awesome prize. Kate, is that you with your radio on?
I have you on speakerphone. Do I need to turn that off?
No, I just hear an echo, so the volume's got to go down. Okay,
turn it down.
All right, just try to turn it down a little. Okay, so I hope everybody gets it now. So there's going to be two posts on the Facebook page. One post says this is the post for the party tonight. Start talking in there. Start interacting with us. Call us up. Our number is 347-327-9114. You could Skype in. You could ask questions. You could talk housewives. Tell us how you feel. Tell us if you're excited. Whatever you want to do. There's so much that we have to get to. It's going to be insane. And what we're going to do is we have a drinking game, people. And, again, if you're not of drinking age, you got to be of drinking age to drink. We can't allow that. Drink some milk. 21 and over to drink. But every time you hear this, hold on, it's coming.
I press play, and it's not working. The sound's not working right now.
Ugh, are you serious?
Why don't you try press play? It's marked WWHL, like Watch What Happens Live, which is 11 p.m. Eastern on Bravo.
All right, hold on. Is that the bottom of our studio board?
Yep.
Okay, let's see. Every time you hear this...
Terry, I don't know where the Go-Gurts are. Figure it out.
Yes, that's lovely Heather from OC. Every time you hear that, you're going to take a drink. Don't go crazy, but okay. So here we go. We're going to do a little test run, people. Every time you hear this.
Terry, I don't know where the Go-Gurts are. Figure it out.
Take a drink. So let that be your first drink, everybody. Kate, how are you feeling right now? You're super fan. How are you feeling about the OC premiere?
I'm really, really excited. Kind of nervous for Shannon Beter. We just found out that apparently her husband had a side chick, and that's why she was having the marital problems. But we're all rooting for her and her family and her marriage. So we're very excited to see how this plays out this year.
Yeah, I got it. In the beginning, I was like a little weary on her. I thought she was a little ditzy. Why is she here? But as the season rolled on, I started liking her more and more. And she kind of grew on me.
She did, you know, too. I liked her from the very beginning. But now that I understand why she was acting a little loopy because of her marriage, it kind of makes sense now why she was out there a little bit.
Yeah, going with all the alternative medicines and crazy stuff like that. But, okay, Shannon, we're here for you. We're rooting for you. And I'm looking at people in our posts. I'm going to start doing shout-outs. I see Andrea Dean Jackson. Woohoo! She's listening. Hey, girl. I'm getting very, 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 very excited. Okay, so everybody should see the post. Jess Smith. Hey, Jess Smith. Emily Mars Cunningham, how are you? Again, the post is a Get Real LOL Bravo, and it says, 8 p.m. Eastern, this post is only for the party tonight. And then you're going to see another post. If you want to post a PJ selfie, feel free. In a couple minutes, we're going to have a surprise caller gracing the airwaves with us. And
trust me, you cannot miss the photo. It has a big picture of Vicky from OC. So you cannot miss
page?
This. Yes, on the page. On Get Real LOL Bravo.
Without a doubt. We have a surprise caller who's going to be calling in, and I am going to be playing Plead the Fifth with her. So that should be very interesting. We have games. We have prizes. We have trivia. I want to see how good all you people out there think you are and think you know the Housewives. How well do you know the Housewives? How long have you been watching? Are you a super fan? We're going to find out today. Believe me, we're going to find out.
So
Shady, who's your... Yeah, go ahead.
I was actually going to ask her the same question. Go ahead, Cammy. I was going to ask the same exact question.
I was going to ask Kate, of all the franchises, and we're not just talking OC tonight, people. We're talking all the franchises. Of all the franchises, Kate, who's your favorite, and who do you dislike the most?
That is a very hard question because I have watched every single one of them, and I love them all. Probably the one I enjoy the most is probably the OC, but my most disliked housewife is Jill Zarin. She really annoys me.
And who do you like the most?
Oh, who do I love the most? I really love Lisa Vanderpump.
Everybody loves Lisa Vanderpump.
She's very classy, yes. Very classy lady, very intelligent. Got a very weak sense of humor. Love that.
Well, my least favorite's tied. I got my least favorites are either Nene or Ramona, and my favorite is Brandy from Beverly Hills.
And just so you guys know, that's Shady talking. I'm Cammy, and that's Kate. My least favorite housewife. I don't think people are gonna like when I say this. I think people are going to want to throw some tomatoes at me, maybe troll me on Facebook, give me some hate. My least favorite housewife is Carol from New York, and I'm going to tell you why. Carol is my least favorite because when she's with you and she's around you, she portrays herself to be cool, and I dress nice, and I'm a writer, and I drink Starbucks, but there's just something about her I don't like. And I want to get to the whole Countess Luann thing. I think that's shitty to do. I don't care what anybody else thinks. Countess Luann and her were friends. You do not date your friend's niece's boyfriend. No. Girl code. To me, you don't do it, and it was shitty to do. That's just me. I agree with the Countess on that point. But Carol's my least favorite, and my favorite... it's kind of a tie between Kyle from Beverly Hills and Ramona. Okay,
oh,
I know you don't
no.
like Ramona. She's pure
I'm
gold.
I'm going to hold that against you.
She's pure gold. She's pure entertainment. We watch Girl these shows to be entertained, to escape from our real world, from our reality. How could you not like Ramona?
I love Ramona.
I can't, no offense, sorry Ramona if you're listening, but I just can't stand Ramona on New York. I just can't.
Hi, Mary on our Facebook page. Mary wants to know who's talking. I'm Cammy talking. We have Claudia and Shady on air. Huge shout out to
Kate,
Carletta.
We have Kate and Shady on air, not Claudia.
Oh, Claudia's always with us. Claudia. Kate, I'm sorry. Huge shout out to Carletta. Hello, Carletta. Laura, I see Mary. Okay, the post is starting to roll now.
And we have our first surprise on hold right now.
Ooh, who can it be, people? I don't know. Have you screened the person, Shady?
Yes, I have, and I typed their name right there in there so you can see who it is.
Okay, and I'm assuming I only have controls of the studio tonight.
Yes.
Okay, Shady, bring in our surprise guest.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, from the new Bravo show, I'm going to, forgive me if I say the second part wrong, from the new Bravo show, Mother Funders, please welcome Robin.
Hi, yeah, you said it right.
Yeah.
We're just hoping we don't say it with the wrong two letters sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Well, I'm so glad you guys invited me. I'm loving every bit of this, watching it on Facebook right now.
We are so excited. Hi, Robin. It's Cammy, honey. How are you?
Hi, Cammy. I'm great. How are you?
I just want everyone to know, you know, the new show coming on Bravo is Mother Funders. Robin's one of the stars. Kate and I have been talking to her the last few days, and she's cool as hell. She's a diehard Housewives fan, and we're so happy that Bravo, thank you, Bravo. We're so happy that Bravo allowed her to come on, and we're happy that she's here. And why don't you take a minute and tell everybody listening about Mother Funders?
Well, we're going to start with, it's a hot mess of crazy, mixed with some sweet little mommy moments. You've got seven passionate women ready to just lay it all out there, trying to raise money for their local school. We all know that state and federal funding is being cut left and right. And
right.
So we're just trying to do what we can as a coalition of women to get together to try to bridge that gap from what the school needs and what the state and federal levels are providing. So,
and obviously your buttonhead.
Yeah. You know, there's always that one person that you just want to butt their head, but you can't. So you kind of see the frustration welling over here and there. But you're going to have to watch and see, because there's some craziness going on up in there. But we all mean well-ish.
Now, do they film you at home? Do they film you at the PTA meetings? How does it work?
Yeah, well, we would get together in the boardroom, and they would film the boardroom meetings. And they would film us going to the meetings and leaving them and what we would do after or before. And usually before was, you know, just trying to hurry up and get everything you need to done with your family so you can go sit in these torrential five-hour meetings from hell. But then, you know, when you were done, of course, it was how quickly could you go somewhere where no one was looking and guzzle a bottle of wine quickly.
Love it. So who is, Robin, who is your all-time favorite housewife?
And least favorite.
Oh, least favorite.
You'd think I was ready for this, but I was listening to everybody else's answers going, ooh, good answer. And I didn't even think of my own. You know, I can't say which one's a favorite. I'm really looking forward to meeting the new girl tonight on, you know, at No Fee. But I kind of, if I had to pick somebody, I guess I would have to go Melbourne with Chica. And I think we were talking about Chica the other day.
You got to grab your drink. Okay, everybody. Every time you hear this, you got to drink. If you're just joining us, I'm going to play it again.
Harry,
oh,
I don't know
again.
Where the Go-Gurts are.
Figure
it out.
Cheers, everybody. Take a drink.
I'm going to throw it right in.
I love that too.
And Robin, who's your least favorite?
I'm going to lovingly say Ramona, because she reminds me too much of my mother-in-law.
Thank you. Robin agrees with me.
I love my mother-in-law, but, you know, she's in my house. So, you know, I'm having to watch her on my train, and, you know, it's like, there's a lot of crazy going on there.
Okay, here we go, Robin. Are you ready to plead the fifth?
Yes.
Wait, I need some kind of music. I didn't download any. No, she's doing it, Kate. Be quiet.
I ain't scared.
I mean, he's going to plead the fifth. This pen with
okay.
all.
Okay. Here's the plead the fifth music that's just going to be, we're going with the fly. Here we go. Okay, Robin, it's time for you to plead the fifth. You can only plead the fifth to one question. During filming of Mother Funders, was there a scene you wish they didn't catch on camera? And if so, what was it?
Well, that's a long question because there were plenty of scenes that I wish they didn't catch on camera. Which I see every single time I see a commercial on Bravo was me yelling at Carla, "Kiss my ass." And I'm like, "Oh, my mom is going to kill me when she sees me."
That's the one I see all the time.
Yeah, and then kind of dropping the F-bomb and then following up with cookies. That probably wasn't so smart either.
All right.
You know, I understand being passionate about PTO stuff, but when you drop it, yeah, you're kind of going, "Oh, crap, there's a camera right there."
Okay, question two, Robin. Of your fellow castmates, who is the bitchiest excluding you?
Well, I'm not the bitchiest anyway. I'm the life of the party, but I'm not the bitchiest. By far, I mean, we don't have to read my mind, you know. I think Carla holds that title quite high, you know, high up there. Just because I just don't get her. I don't understand where she comes from. I know she's smart. She's educated. You know, so I'm like, why is this so hard for you to figure out? And, you know, and when somebody can't understand what I'm trying to say to them, I kind of just want to go smack, but can't. So I think she holds that title pretty well.
Very good. Throwing shade already, and your show hasn't even aired. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my
question
gosh.
Question three, Robin. Here we go. Question number three for Robin. Of the other husbands on the show, if you weren't in a relationship or married, who would you say is the hottest?
Oh, God, don't you make me pull a camera. No. I'm not going to start playing that game. Let me think. No. That was,
you can
I would have
fifth.
To plead the fifth on that one because I can just see it now.
All right, let's give Robin a big hand, everybody. Nice job, baby. Nice job.
I didn't want to plead the fifth,
I don't
but
know where the go-gurts are. Figure it
out. Take a drink, everybody.
All right, and we have somebody else on the line that would like to come on.
A super fan?
We have Kyle on hold.
Yes. Bring him on.
All right, let me bring on everybody. Please welcome Kyle.
Hello.
Hello, Kyle.
How are you?
This is super fan Kyle. Kyle, say hi to Robin from the new Bravo show,
Hello,
Mother Funders.
Hello, Robin. How are
hi,
you?
Hi, Kyle.
So excited
I'm great.
For your show.
I'm so excited, too. I think you guys need to start working out your cheeks now because you guys are going to be laughing hard.
Love
Terry,
it.
I don't know where the go-gurts are.
I'm
going to
be trashed in a minute.
Holy crap. All right, everybody. Drink. Take a drink. All right, I want to do some shout-outs from our Facebook group. Again, we're interacting with our Get Real LOL Facebook group, which is Get Real LOL Bravo. You can ask questions on there, and we also have a contest for a PJ selfie. There's a post on there as well. You have till 2 a.m. to post your PJ selfie, and the person with the most likes is going to win a cool-ass Bravo prize. Okay, let me hit some people up here. Let's see. I think I'm drunk already.
Yeah.
I'm joining you.
Okay, we got Judith. Judith Reddock. What's up, Judith? She's drinking pineapple coconut martinis. Nice.
Ooh, I want to hang out with Judith.
Oh, yeah.
Party time. Party time, Diana. Oh, my God, I don't want to mispronounce your name. Diana Inglesby. She's in Florida. She's saying party time. Drink up, Diana. Okay, let's move on. Okay, is everybody ready to play a game? This game is for the people on air in the studio and also the people in the Facebook group and who's ever listening. The people on air, let's not shout out answers. Let's give the people in the Facebook group a chance to type the answer or call in the answer. Come with us on air. This is a party. We're celebrating the fact that we're huge Housewives fans. We love Bravo. We want you to call in 347-327-9114. Okay? All right, here we go. Let me set this up because Shady was supposed to do it, but we're having a little technical difficulty. Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay. This is called Who Am I? We've taken every season of all the Housewives franchises, we've picked a select number, and we've distorted their voices for their taglines, the intro, and you have to guess who it is. Okay, here we go.
Perfect.
Here comes the first one. And remember, let's give the people a chance to guess first. Okay, number one.
I am here for a good time, not a long time.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay, I'm going to play it again. Here we go.
I am here for a good time, not a long time.
I am here for a good time, not a long time. Who am I?
I am here for a good time, not a long time.
Now, does anybody on air have any guesses? Don't say the answer.
I think I do.
I have an idea.
We have ideas. I'm looking in the Facebook group. I want to see if anybody has an idea. Okay. All right. I'm going to play it one more time, and then we're going to do our guesses on air.
I am here for a good time, not a long time.
Okay. Robin, our special guest reality star, what is your guess?
How do I pick up? It sounds like my son, but I have to think. God, was it?
Why make that?
He's from New Jersey. I feel like such a lame ass super fan right now.
Shady. Shady, are you there? Are you in the screening room?
Yes, I am.
Can you please? This is number one. I can't read your writing in the studio. Can you tell me who that is? PJP Tag?
Oh, yeah. The very first one's PJP Tag.
Yes.
Tim from Beverly Hills.
No. No. PJP Tag CALDC1.
Yeah.
Oh. I know who that is. That is, okay, if we threw curveballs in there. If you're a huge Housewives fan, you watch DC, whether you hate it or not, it was... It was Kat from D.C. Does everybody remember her, the blonde?
Yeah, sorry. The name of the person's always the third thing in there. It's PJP, then tag, then their name.
Okay, here we go. Next up, Housewife tagline distorted. Who am I?
I never feel guilty about being privileged.
Mm-hmm. Let's play it again.
I never feel guilty about being privileged.
I never feel guilty about being privileged. Who do we think would be saying that? Okay, Kyle, you want to take a guess?
Oh, that one threw me for a loop.
I never feel guilty about being privileged.
Can I guess?
Of course.
I could be wrong, but it might be... Kim Richards from an early season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? No.
That, my friends, is the one and only Countess Luann.
I knew it!
You just said it.
That makes sense.
Okay, let's move on. Number three. Distorted tagline, Housewives. Who am I?
If you think I'm a bitch, then bring it on.
Ooh, let's play it again.
If you think I'm a bitch, then bring it on.
If you think I'm a bitch, then bring it on. Well, the person's definitely going Jersey. We know that. Let's play it again.
If you think I'm a bitch, then bring it on.
All right, Kate. Daniel.
Kate, you got a guess?
I'm going to guess that's Danielle.
Robin?
I was thinking it was Teresa?
Mm-hmm. It was Dina from season one of Jersey.
Oh, Dina.
Kate, you're still here?
Namaste, bitches.
Kate.
What?
Kate?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, do me a favor, just because I'm doing something with the controls. Can you just keep an eye on the Facebook page and maybe do some shout-outs to people? And if they're answering back the questions, like, bring it up if you can. Thank you, my love. Thank you. Okay,
We also have another super fan on hold if you would like to, for them to come on and join the game.
What is their name?
Her name's Shannon.
Bring her on.
All right, everybody, please welcome Shannon.
Hello,
hi, Shannon.
How are
Hello.
You?
How are you, Shannon?
I'm very well.
Okay.
How's everybody else?
We're great. We're having a good time. We're playing the game. We're going to move on to the next one. Here we go.
Okay.
What's Shannon drinking?
I am drinking some red wine.
I'm with you, girl.
Okay, here
I
it comes.
That
okay.
Ideal in fact, not friction.
Ideal in fact, not friction.
Not friction.
Mm.
Ooh.
Ideal in fact, not friction.
Ideal in fact,
friction. I know.
Who knows?
Robin knows.
What is it, Robin?
It's Melbourne, baby. That's,
yes.
Dean Eliano.
That is, yes. One of my faves. Housewives of Melbourne. Very good. Okay. I'm just going to keep moving on because we're running short already. Okay, here gone. Next one. Here we go.
I love the bling. I love the jewelry. I love it all.
Oh, boy.
I love the bling. I love the jewelry. I love it all.
I love the bling. I love the jewelry. I love it all. Shannon, you want to take a guess?
Oh, my God. That sounds like all of them.
Exactly.
I don't know. Lisa Vanderpump? No, she wouldn't say something like that.
I'll give you guys a hint. They're from the OC.
Oh.
I love the bling. I love the jewelry. I love it all.
Tamara?
It was Gretchen, season 4, OC. Okay, moving on to the next one.
I was going
to
say Julie Roberts.
Whoever said blondes have more fun hasn't met me.
Here we go, I'm going to play it again.
Whoever said blondes have more fun hasn't met me.
Oh, that's easy.
Who is it?
Yep. That's Heather.
Yes.
That's Heather.
Great. Okay, next one, here we go.
I'm not about the drama, don't start none, won't be none.
Aha. Oh, that's my girl. That one I can do. She lives
do we have any guesses on the Facebook page? I'm trying to get everybody a stance.
This is going harder than I thought.
I'm not about the drama. Don't start none. Won't be none.
All right. Who wants to give a guess on air?
I do. Robin does. Because I want her to come down here. She needs to come be the parliamentarian in our boardroom because I don't want any drama in there either, because she doesn't live far, so Candy Burris can hop on down here anytime she wants.
Yes, Robin's great at this.
It.
Okay, next one. Here we go.
Everybody loves the comeback story, especially starring me. Everybody loves the comeback story, especially starring me.
Everybody loves the comeback story, especially starring me. So it's someone who has balls in his vein. Obviously.
Wait, everybody loves a comeback story, especially starring me.
Let's think, who would have to have a comeback? Anybody?
I know.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Is it Kim Richards?
It is. Yay! And we have a great blog up about Kim Richards on GetRealLOL.com. It's basically called Where Is Kim? And we have her as a nun. We have her hiding out in the Game of Thrones set. It's pretty cool. Check it out on GetRealLOL.com. Okay, let's move on to our next housewife. Next tagline.
Life is a sexy little dance. I like to take the lead.
Ooh, I know that.
Life is a sexy little dance. I like to take the lead.
Life is a sexy little dance. I like to take the lead.
That's
anyone? Anyone besides Robin?
I know, I know.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, who
I know
said
it,
I know?
I know it.
Who knows?
That one is...
Isn't that awful,
that one's
Lisa
Vanderpump.
It is.
Yes. Of course.
Okay,
that
next
has her
up.
Written all over it.
Here we go.
Hold on, let me just
I
say...
I keep up with the Joneses.
Go.
Michelle Peck Gellerman on the Facebook group has gotten, like, the last three of them right. Like,
oh,
it always happens right
out.
After we say. So I just want to shout out to her.
Thank you. Everybody try to keep track because it's just so hard for me with the studio. Shout out to Michelle. All right, here we go. Next one.
I don't keep up with the Joneses. I am the Joneses.
I don't keep up with the Joneses. I am the Joneses.
Can I make mm-hmm. sound effects?
I don't keep up with the Joneses. I am the Joneses.
God damn it. How many of these did we download? Okay, who is it?
It's Ms. Mimi yourself.
Who?
It's Ms. Mimi. Queen
you
B
got
of
it.
The ATL.
Oh, my gosh. Robin is such a diehard. It's crazy. Okay,
I
we got a
it.
Couple more. Here we go.
The OC is full of secrets, but I have nothing to hide.
Oh.
The OC is full of secrets, but I have nothing to hide.
The OC is full of secrets, but I have nothing to hide.
I know, I know.
Kyle knows?
I do.
All right, Kyle, who is it?
I believe it's my girl, Shannon Bedore.
Yes!
Yay!
All right, we got two more. Here we go. Next one.
I have a taste for luxury, and luxury has a taste for me.
Oh, come on.
Go ahead, Robin.
Oh, brother.
Isn't it Vanderpump?
No.
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 I have a taste for luxury, and luxury has a taste for me.
I have a taste for luxury.
No. It's New York. It's New York, right?
It is New York.
Is Miss Sonia Morgan herself?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Redemption
is mine.
Last one. Here we go. Last distorted housewife tagline. Who am I?
I'm the hottest housewife in Orange County.
Ha! I know who that is.
That's easy.
I'm the hottest housewife in Orange County.
She's the hottest housewife.
Wasn't it Tamara?
It is.
Yeah.
Tamara. Yes, it is.
It is Tamara.
Chelsea Cooper got it right on the Facebook group too. She said it the same
Shout
time.
Shout out to Chelsea.
All right, we have another caller on the line.
Before we bring the caller on, I want to thank everybody for playing the game. I hope you guys liked it. And hold on, don't bring the caller on yet. What I want to tell everybody is, if you can, if you have Twitter, I want everybody to do a tweet to @Andy, which is Andy Cohen. If you're a huge fan, you know who @Andy is. Tweet @Andy for us and just tell him that we're at the PJ party and we're having a good time. I would appreciate it. So let's give him a little tweet attack @Andy.
Perfect.
Carrie,
sure
I don't
will.
Know where the go-gurts are. Figure it out.
Take oh, my God. I'm going to be so drunk by the time the show comes on. Jeez.
Every time you hear people take a drink. Okay, Shady, we have someone else you want to bring on?
Yes, I do. I want to bring on Kathy. Hey, Kathy.
Hello.
Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
How
Kathy.
Are you guys?
We're
Hi,
good.
Kathy.
Are you
Hello.
Enjoying
Is
game?
Everybody having a good time?
We are.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying the game
we're
so far?
Are
Kathy,
we drinking?
Are you enjoying the game? Oh, we're drinking.
Yes.
Are we
yes,
drinking?
Yes.
Every time you hear this, people.
Carrie, I don't know where the go-gurts are. Figure it out.
Take a drink.
Oh, somebody needs to figure out how to turn a go-gurt into a mommy pop.
Mommy pop.
That's
mommy
funny.
Pop. And I just want to remind everybody again, because I'm sure people are tuning in 5 minutes after, half an hour after. Join our Facebook group at Get Real LOL Bravo. We are interacting there and here. We have already played our first game. We're also having a PJ selfie contest. There are two posts on the Facebook page. One post is just for this show, so we can interact back and forth. The other post is, by 2 a.m., you could post a PJ selfie of yourself in that post, and the winner's going to win something cool from Bravo. There's rules in there. No nudes, babes. No G-strings. You know, no porn shots. You know, if you got a big bush, I don't want to see your bush, people.
No.
Save the snatch, save the world.
Yes, save the snatch. You got it. So in that post, you can post your PJ selfie. We hope to see a lot of them. And whoever has the most likes, and don't be trying to do fake Facebooks. And da-da. We have someone monitoring everything. People monitoring the contest, people monitoring the page. And I want to do a huge shout-out, too, to all of the members of Get Real and the fans who helped put together this PJ party. It was a tireless effort, but it's fantastic. And I want to do a big shout-out to Shannon Sims, to lovely Kate, who's on here. Kate, wait, I want to pronounce your last name right. GM Beluca?
That's right.
I'm Italian. Yeah, I got it. The lovely Kyle Clegg on the phone. Claudia Smith is not on with us, but helped us put together logistics. Lovely Mariana, who's on there as well. She's on the Facebook page. Huge shout out to you, baby, and to Kathy, who's on with us. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, Cammie, we have, I think we have found another mother funder. I'm glad I said that right.
It's great when you find a mother funder.
Yes, it is. Everybody, please join me in welcoming the mother funder, Shayna.
Hi, Shayna.
Hi there.
Hi, Shayna. How are
you? Yes, I'm a mother funder. Good. How are you? Hi there.
We're good. We're having a great time. Do you have a drink, Shayna?
Yes, ma'am. I have some wine.
Oh, love it, love it. Okay, in honor of Shayna making her appearance, every time you hear this...
Terry, I don't know where the go-gurts are. Figure it out.
Take a drink. Let's all rise and take a drink for Shayna joining us.
All right.
Okay. Welcome, lovely Shayna.
Drink your mother-funding wine, Shayna.
Mm-hmm.
Shayna, you want to let everybody know when Mother Funder premieres on Bravo?
Yes, Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern.
9 p.m.
We're excited.
Are you guys are after... Wait, what's that for you guys? Sunday, what's the lineup? I'm trying to think.
Us and more us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're going to do the whole 20. They'll debut you once, and they're going to do the whole play you every day.
You're going to get so motherfunding sick of us after the first one. You ready? You'll be ready for episode 2 to show real quick.
I want to ask Robin and Shane a quick question. I'm sure you didn't know the name of the show until later, or they changed it. When you heard it was Motherfunders, and it's so close to... Motherfuckers, obviously. Did it kind of freak you out a little bit or make you think, eh?
Make your jaw drop?
Yeah.
Yes, it did. Yes,
because a couple times in prepping for the show tonight and reading notes and doing stuff, I said the other one by accident. You know, it's
right?
The term is, like, very close to it, and I'm sure that's why they did it, but I just want to know how you guys felt.
Yeah, we have money going to see which one of us accidentally drops it wrong the first time. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's a... Sorry. Mary Witchek, I probably pronounced that wrong,
on the Facebook group wants to know, how scripted is it?
Oh, good
question. It is so not scripted. Absolutely not. I mean, we have to go into these meetings, and I kid you not, the very first time... that they saw how the meetings went down. Even the crew was like, holy crap, did that just happen? And everybody's like, yeah, this is really how it goes down. Carla says something, Robin freaks out, everybody says, calm down, Robin. Carla's like, somebody get Robin. And then Carla keeps trying to talk. And then Robin goes, oh, that's dumb. And then it just, everybody chimes in. And they're like, does that really happen?
Wow.
Wow.
Now, how
I'm
did
so
you guys,
excited about
how
that.
How long did you guys film for?
We filmed all last fall and part of the winter.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it was a ride. It was a crazy ride. What do you think, Shayna? Was it just a ball of fun?
Yeah, no, I loved all of it. I thought it was fun to do. I mean, it was hectic, but it was awesome. I loved it.
Of course
yeah,
you
no,
loved it.
Not
you didn't
scripted
have to
sit
in a stupid meeting.
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right, people, we're going to move on to our second game of the evening, which is called Name That Bravo Personality Song. As we know, a lot of the housewives think they're singers and like to sing. So we took a little part of each song, and we're going to play it, and we're going to play the guessing game again. Okay, here is the first song, hopefully. Here we go. Now I'm only going to give you a little taste. I'm going to play it again. So much more than they can imagine. Let's play it again.
I think I know. So much more than they can imagine. I'm in a guess on that one.
I know.
Okay, go ahead, babe.
Okay, I think it's Luann. Luann DeConcis.
You got it.
Money
can't buy you class.
For singing ability, obviously.
Okay, ready?
That's as good as she did.
Here's our next. You're lucky I'm talking right now. Here's our next song, people. Who is it?
Oh.
I know who that one is. Let's play it again. Here
really?
We go.
Was it from New Jersey?
Wait, who said that?
Shannon.
What'd you
was
say?
Was it Danielle from New Jersey?
It is. Remember when Danielle went lesbian for like a year? And
oh,
her,
gosh,
her,
yeah.
Her and her writer girlfriend made a song.
Yep.
Let's listen again. Let's listen
it.
Again.
My ears,
Yes, Shady.
Chelsea Cooper and Bravo Group actually did guess that correctly.
She did.
Go, Chelsea.
Chelsea, I'm going to take a drink to you. Here we go. Okay, we got next song. Here we go.
Oh.
Who am I? Who am I? Let's play it again.
Oh, I know.
You know Kyle?
I believe I did.
Somebody said it.
It's Shayna. I think it's Candy.
And what is the name of the song?
No.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
I actually had it on my own.
Kyle,
iPhone.
You know the name of the song?
I'm trying to think of the name of it. I think it has Fly in it. I'm not sure.
You're right. It's called Fly
yeah.
Above. Ding,
that's,
ding.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
very good. Okay. Okay, we got a couple more. Let's go to the next one.
Women screaming.
I'm gonna play it again.
Are you sure that's a song?
I'm sure it's part of the song. I wasn't gonna pick the easy parts of the song. It'd be too easy. Here we go again.
Wow.
She definitely needs lessons, that's for sure.
Anybody on the Facebook group? Anybody on the Facebook group? No.
Not yet.
Something about a tune in a bucket comes to mind.
Here we go.
Oh my god. That's horrendous.
All right, I'm going to play it one more time. One more time.
My God.
Are you sure that's
Porno movie?
Are you sure that's not a sex tape instead of a song?
I can't. Okay, people, that is Kenya with Gone with the Wind Fabulous. That comes on. That comes on at the beginning of her song.
I think you needed to pick a different section of that song.
Why would I?
We need to leave that on. We need to leave that in the studio for a sound clip for other shows.
Okay, here's the next one. Here we go. Come on, that's easy.
Come on, everybody knows that one.
Okay, Toddy Potty, we got it. Okay, last one. Here we go.
That's Melissa, right?
Yeah,
Gorga. On display. She's working every day.
Wow.
Terry, I don't know where the go-gurts are.
That never gets old.
Take a drink, people. Find your go-gurt and take a drink. I want to know what everybody's drinking on the Facebook page. What is everybody drinking on air?
Wine.
But with Fireball Chasers.
Woohoo!
That's an interesting combo.
Jane got wine. Very good. Who's drinking with Fireball Chasers?
Me. I'm the personal embodiment of Fireball.
Robin.
Shane has got her wine. Very good.
Okay. I want to come party with you. That's awesome.
We got 8 minutes left to the OC premiere, people. 8 minutes. I want to make sure I get through everything. Let's see.
Hey, Cammie, can I just say something on behalf of, I know, like me and Shayna, we're grateful, and I'm sure everybody that is listening is really happy that you did this, so can I just say a big thank you to you for inviting us
and
putting this all together. I know it's a lot of work, and
it wasn't just
somebody
me,
had to
thank
do
you
it.
So much. Thank you, my dear. Thank you. It's all
I'm
for
just
the
glad it was you.
All of the, you know, there's so many staff here, and we have Shady that runs the station. We have Cindy that does the Facebook and live updates, and there's Cheyenne and Bob, and there's so many people involved, and I love them. Thank you
so
much.
You guys run your boardroom like a well-oiled machine. Maybe we can come and take lessons. Because
you
guys you
know why?
This is a really great job.
We have Cindy the dictator. She don't take no shit, and she'll freaking close her asses right out.
Well, we have a dictator, too, but she kind of gets mad if you call her a dictator.
What, Jane?
I was going to say that always doing the shows is a lot of mother funding fun.
Mother funding fun.
I had to.
Now, I know that we
So I'm going to throw Shayna under the bus real quick. The day after we found out what the name change was, her mom, like, cracked up. Next thing you know, she called her the next day. Or maybe, I think this was her best friend. She calls her, and Shane is like, good morning. She's like, what's up, Mother Funda? Where do I go?
No, that was Mama.
That was Mama.
She had way too much fun with it.
Aww. See, my mom says something similar, but she just says, hey, motherfucker, how's it going?
Now, I think we're gonna bring on one more caller, Shady. I think she would not stop posting in the Facebook group all day. She kept asking us, where's the link?
Let me just make sure it's this person. I'll be right back.
I believe her name is Willie Ann. And
me some Willie Ann.
She asked a million questions, but I promised her that we'd get her on air. Willie Ann? Is Willie Ann there? I'm sorry, Willie Ann, if you're not on. We have a lot of phone calls and a lot going on. Sorry, Willie. We love you, Willie Ann.
Okay, I have the first someone on hold.
Oh, it's Willie Ann?
Yes.
Okay, Okay, bring her on, even though she's a pain in the ass. Sorry. Yes, bring her on, Katie.
Tammy, I know there's a lot of pain in the asses around here. I've been trying to call you all day.
Well, the show didn't start till 8 o'clock.
Oh, no wonder I didn't get you.
Where are you calling from, Lillian?
Calling from Dublin. Dublin, North Carolina.
Dublin?
Well, it took me forever to get to you. I use a rotary phone, and it was a present from my first husband, and I really love it. It makes me feel like a princess.
a rotary phone? Now, let me ask a question.
For those people
40 and under, Lillian, for those people 40 and under, can you explain what a rotary phone is?
Well, a rotary phone is it sits on a pedestal and has a little cradle where you put the handle and the dial goes around and around. It's not like the fancy new ones. My grandkids have all those times, but I like my rotary phone pretty good.
It was a gift from your husband, you said?
Yes, it was from my first husband.
How many of them been?
Oh, he was a jackass. I left him. My husband, he's really good looking, and he's very nice.
But let me ask you this, Lillian. Ready? Was he well hung?
I'm sorry, Tim. I didn't hear that. What did you say?
Did he have a big package?
Oh, Lord, it was crooked. It was kind of, I guess, you could say that, if you like curves.
Okay, William, we're running out of time. We have like 3 minutes left. We're dying to get on air. We're talking Bravo. We're talking Housewives. The OC premiere is a couple minutes away. We have two mother thunders on here, Bravo's new show. What do you want to say? What do you want to ask?
Well, I
just need Lillian to come and be my neighbor.
Don't interrupt her, please. Go ahead, Lillian.
Well, I've been wondering about something. You remember when Tamara Barney got her boobies reduced?
Yes.
You know, that little blonde gal with the big mouth, and she talks ugly all the time.
Yeah.
I noticed she talks about boobies a whole lot. Let's see, there's, she says Jesus jugs and Tennessee tatas. I'm not going to say the other T word, because that's just not nice, but I wonder what she calls hers.
What she calls her boobies.
Okay, and what do you want? And okay, so the lady with the fake boobies, and what do you want to know about her?
No, I'm wondering what she calls her boobies. She calls everybody else's some names. I'm just wondering, maybe hers are toxic tatas.
Oh, toxic tatas?
Yes, I think that's what she should call hers.
All right, what we're going to do is we're gonna send a tweet out to Tamara, and I want everybody to hashtag toxic tatas. Okay? So everybody hashtag toxic tatas. Thank you, Lillian, for calling in, and as promised, you got through.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tammy.
You're welcome, honey. You know, real quick, I want to do a huge, huge thank you to Robin and Shayna from the new, hopefully, hit Bravo TV show, Mother Thunders. They're coming on Sunday. Don't miss it. I want to do a huge thank you to everybody on air, everybody behind the scenes. Visit us at GetRealLOL.com. It's reality shows 24/7. You don't need to go anywhere else. Shady, take us out.
Well, I just want to say thank you to everybody, and I hope you have a great Real Housewives of OC premiere. So until next time, guys, this has been the world's biggest online Real Housewives DJ party with Robin and Shayna from Mother Funders.
And one more
thing, guys.
Yay!
Thank you.
Know where the go-gurts are. Figure it out.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.